Hello, everyone. My name is Virginia Henry, and I'm here with Senator Marianne Jordan, who is going to give us a little bit of information about what's going on out there in Boise. Thanks so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So my first question is pretty general. What exactly has been going on this week? What are some of the highlights?
Well, it's been kind of a busy week. One of the really fun things that happens every year at the Capitol is we have Buy Idaho Day, and it's a day where Idaho businesses are featured. They're all here at the Capitol building, and folks come really from all over to just be part of that day and learn about all the great businesses in Idaho and check out some of the fun things they all have to offer.
Yeah, so what is it? There are certain types of businesses, or it could be any business at all?
Oh my gosh, it's from soup to nuts. I mean, we have candy makers, we have tech firms, we have clothing manufacturers. We have so many different businesses represented. It's a wonderful, really a great representation of Idaho business.
Gotcha. And they're there specifically to encourage what?
Well, it's kind of twofold purpose. One is just to make people aware of all of the great businesses that exist in Idaho. But the other thing is to help make legislators aware of issues that are important to those businesses and things that we can do to help them succeed.
Okay, cool. Well, what day was that happened this week?
It was yesterday, and it's a fun, noisy, chaotic time in the Capitol building. If you've ever been here before, you know the place echoes, and when you get three floors all full of people, it's a pretty busy day.
Well, that sounds like it was exciting. Maybe added a little spice to the regular humdrum, yeah?
It does. It's it can get really intense here, and every once in a while when you can sort of celebrate something, it takes the edge off a little bit. So I think everybody really appreciates it.
Wonderful, wonderful. I also heard you had the Disability Celebration Day this week as well, or it's going to happen this week. Is that right?
Yes, that's already happened as well, and that is a wonderful event to bring awareness. There are always a lot of issues, especially I sit on the Health and Welfare Committee, and so we see a lot of rules and a lot of legislation regarding the disability community. And so to be able to understand from people who live with a disability what their life is like, rather than trying to imagine it for those of us fortunate enough not to have to deal with something like that, I think is critically important, because I think unless you're living it, you can't really fully understand.
Of course, of course. Well, I think that's great that you guys have the opportunity for them to be able to come and make their voices heard. That's great. I had some specific questions about some things that have been brought up in these first few weeks of the session and things that were brought up real recently. First of all, is the Add the Words, which I believe you proposed yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I proposed it as a personal bill, and what that means is that when you submit a personal bill, and those are very early deadlines in the session, it's automatically given a bill number. This is Senate Bill 1015, so it doesn't have to go through a print hearing in order to get a bill number. However, I am still attempting to get a hearing on the bill. I made the proposal because this has been going on for quite some time. It's still incredibly important to a lot of people in Idaho, to a lot of families, a lot of friends, a lot of neighbors. And so I thought it was important to keep this discussion alive and let folks know that we are still trying very hard to make certain that all Idahoans are enjoying equal protection under the law.
All right. And for maybe those of our listeners who aren't fully aware or familiar with what Add the Words actually is, could you explain it a little bit?
Yes, and thank you for that question. I think when we work on something for such a long time, we forget that, a lot of folks aren't quite as immersed in it as some of us might be, and I appreciate that opportunity. Currently, the Idaho Human Rights Act protects Idahoans from discrimination based on race, religion, gender, military status, but it does not cover sexual orientation or gender identity. So while we have 14 cities in the state of Idaho that have non-discrimination ordinances, there still are places in Idaho, many places in Idaho, where a person can be fired or they could lose their housing simply because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Gotcha. And so this bill is to add protective language into that discrimination law.
It seeks to add those same protections for those folks.
Gotcha. All right. And when will you be, you said you're waiting for a hearing right now. Is that you just wait until you get one?
We're waiting to see if we're going to get a hearing. I hope that we will. There was a hearing about 5 years ago. It was a very powerful experience. It went over the course of many days, actually. And people came and talked about the importance of these protections. And a lot of them very courageously, because they came and told their stories publicly and risked perhaps going back to work that day and being fired if someone, you know, had heard that they were here. So I really want to, you know, be able to honor that courage and see if at some point in time we can't finally get this bill over the finish line.
Gotcha. And how long, you said this has been something that's been worked on for a long time, and how long exactly has it been in the works?
Well, it's been an active issue. I apologize, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's been an active issue in the legislature for 12 years, but I think that the most important thing to remember here is that for a lot of Idahoans, it's a lifetime. It's them growing up, you know, having to be very careful about how they relate with other people and who they tell about their authentic selves, and being fearful of, like I said, of being fired or losing their housing. So, you know, it's 12 years as an issue, but it's a lifetime for a lot of people.
Right, of course. Well, thank you for the information about that for our listeners. Hopefully they are able to either get that update or hear about it if they haven't heard about it before. I also heard that Representative Matt Erpelding brought forward a first responder bill. Do you know anything about that?
I do, and that is a bill that deals with post-traumatic stress injuries for first responders. Currently, if a first responder is harmed on the job, a firefighter, a paramedic, a police officer, if they're physically hurt on the job, they are covered under workman's comp. But if there is a post-traumatic stress injury and it is not associated with a physical injury, the treatment to overcome that post-traumatic stress is not covered under workman's compensation. And this bill would offer that coverage to first responders. When we think about some of the things that police officers, firefighters, paramedics see on a daily basis responding to, you know, just terrible situations that we're fortunate enough to not always see in the course of a day, whether it's suicides or abuse of children or, you know, terrible accidents. I mean, there's some really traumatic stuff, and occasionally that can build up on a person, and they really need some help in processing that and learning how to manage that. And so we're hoping that this bill will take care of that for our first responders.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hopefully that will get some support behind it. It already has some, but more, of course.
Yes, and it has bipartisan support, which is very important. There's a good partnership. House Minority Leader Erpelding is co-sponsoring this with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Winder. So that's a pretty powerful partnership right there.
Wonderful. That is... Those are the things that we hope happen often, more often than not, those partnerships and working together.
They're so important, absolutely.
I was just wondering, anything that you are personally looking forward to either working on or seeing move forward this session?
Well, one working on and one seeing move forward. We'll start with the seeing move forward, and that's Medicaid expansion. As I think a lot of folks know, that passed with well over 60% of the vote statewide. And we are working on getting the funding for that so that we can get that program up and running. On Tuesday, I was able to attend the Supreme Court hearing on Medicaid expansion. The state has been sued to try to stop the will of the voters. And so the Supreme Court heard that case on Tuesday, and we're very hopeful that they'll hand down a positive decision, hopefully within the next week or so, so that we can complete our work here and get that program up and running the way the voters asked.
Interesting. So the state has been sued. I didn't know a lot about that, but that's good to hear that they had the hearing at the Supreme Court this week. You said that's something you're looking forward to having move forward, and what was it that you are excited to be working on?
And the thing that I'm working on is a bill to give some property tax relief to Idaho homeowners. 3 years ago, the Idaho legislature passed a bill that capped the homeowner's exemption at $100,000. And what that does is it increases the amount of the value on your home on which you are taxed. And between that and the increase in home values across the state in the past few years, homeowners are seeing huge increases in their property tax bills. And I'm working on a bill to reindex that exemption to value so that people can get some property tax relief.
I'm sure there will be many who are grateful for that.
I hope so.
I think that was all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else you would like to add before we close?
No, that kind of covered my list as well, so I think we're good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, once again, I'm here with Senator Marianne Jordan, who is updating us on what's going on during this Idaho's legislative session. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.